I'm David Brancaccio in New York. What is shaping up to be rancorous high-level trade talks in Washington between the U.S. and China are set for today. China is sending in a senior official with close access to China's president. After China was seen to be pulling away from some tentative deal points, President Trump this week threatened higher tariffs still, affecting clothing, bicycle helmets, smartwatches, seafood, vinyl flooring. The list goes on. And the car service Uber is watching those trade talks carefully. This is Uber that will trade its stock publicly for the first time tomorrow. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains the China connection.
Uber isn't just about ride shares. It owns Jump, which rents bright red electric bikes and scooters, which come from China and are subject to 25% import tariffs. Even without that, the underlying scooter share business is a money loser, says analyst Mike Ramsey at Gartner.
So any additional tariffs, either in the amount on them or on different parts, you know, it just exacerbates an already challenging economic model.
Uber also tests driverless cars with parts exposed to tariffs. And this week's trade talks could bring even more duties, so the timing of Friday's IPO is not great, says Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives.
I think the potential trade war has just added to some of the white knuckles for investors. But ultimately, I think it's pretty contained.
He's more bullish on Uber and says the heart of its business is delivering passengers and meals. One other question mark for this IPO? The stock in rival Lyft has fallen since it went public in March. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.